You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to worship. There's the bells. We'll let them ring. Let's open with hymn 804, Worship the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy. And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose never failing providence orders all things both in heaven and on earth, we humbly implore you to put away from us all hurtful things and to give us those things that are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament for the seventh Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapter 2. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Kishon. It is the one that flowed from around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Delium, an onyx stone, are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil shall not eat. From the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the psalm. epistle reading is from Romans chapter 6. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you are slaves of sin, you are free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full, and there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the 3rd day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you heard the gospel. There are 3 days with Jesus, listening to him preach and teach. And this particular crowd is not used to the word because they're Gentiles, were the people that God had given the word, and so they're hungry for the word of God, and they're grateful to hear it. It became a priority, even more important than food. So Jesus is teaching them. He's teaching them a lot, 3 days. He has to teach them about the one true God, the creator, the maker of all things, who provides for everybody. He has to teach them about the fall of man. God made everything good, but then man sinned, and consequences, death, the curse of death, and sickness, and all the suffering in the world. And to teach them about the Son of God, who would come into the world to save it from sin and death. Spiritual death and physical death, these are always connected. Jesus didn't have to teach these Gentiles about death or the hardships of life. They already knew about that. That's evident. They didn't know the love of God, the love that had caused him, God incarnate, the Son of God, to come to them, to come into the world, to save the world from sin and death. They didn't know the compassion of God that caused Jesus to take on human flesh and to actually enter into the suffering of this world and to actually take those sins upon himself on behalf of man. He was explaining to them who he is, why he had come, incarnate God, there in their presence, speaking his life-giving word to them, that they may know him. They may have eternal life. His word was life. His word was a priority. As he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God knows all the needs, cares for all their needs. And these people, this great crowd, had sought him, and they were with him 3 days. God's compassion is not just for souls. He cares about the entire being. Even as he had already been providing for them, they just weren't aware that it's God who provides for all their needs. He's now going to help them to realize this. He's going to help them to realize that God provides and that he is God. Jesus already knows their needs, and 3 days later, he has purposefully waited to reveal this because he wants them to know not only their needs, but the one who satisfies the needs of every living thing. And so he pauses his preaching. His teaching continues, particularly for the disciples. Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. Some of them have come from far away. I have compassion on the crowd. Jesus is telling them that he feels physically, deeply for these people. He is God incarnate, feeling the suffering and pain, and he's moved to do something about it. He's already fed them spiritually with his word. He will now feed them physically. And he will do this by means of his disciples. He's teaching the disciples a number of things, but one in particular is how they will be caring for his church after his departure. The disciples, yes, they're being tested by Jesus. They see the problem, the hungry people right there in front of them. The place is clearly desolate. They recognize the need. They recognize the lack, but they don't know what to do about it. Jesus is right there. Interestingly, you recall that he had already fed 5,000. They participated in that. But now, something's different. They're not looking to him to do what he had done there. It's not looking to him to do that in this place for these people. It's a different situation. The 5,000 were Jews, God's chosen people, whom God had made specific promises to, and these people were not of that covenant promise. It's also a desolate place, not like the grassy area that they fed before. The situation is different, and yet Jesus is the same, and more than they realize, yes, he is the creator and provider for all, and he has compassion for all. He cares for all. This is important for us Gentiles to recognize. He cares for us, has compassion for us. He knows our needs, physical needs, and spiritual needs. As we know from the Catechism explanation of the Lord's Prayer, God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. That daily bread includes everything to do with the support and needs of the body. Jesus wants everyone to realize that God is the provider of all good things so that everyone receives these gifts from God with thanksgiving. Or look to him and trust him for all things. Otherwise, our faith is misplaced. And apart from faith in God, God's gifts become misused and abused and even dangerous for us. Jesus continues teaching his disciples, those whom he will later send out to care for his church. How many loaves do you have? 7. 7. Normally not enough to feed so many people. But Jesus is reminding them who he is, that all things are possible with him. He is God incarnate, the creator, provider. And he uses his created means to care for all his creatures and all creation. No matter the circumstances, we have no need to fear or worry. God provides for our needs, our physical needs and our spiritual needs. Jesus directed the crowd to sit in preparation for a feast. And he took the 7 loaves and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. Jesus giving thanks to God, teaching us and everyone to do the same. We are to look to God for all of our needs and thank him always. And when Jesus gave thanks to God, he used the exact same word that he would use later when he instituted his Holy Supper the night of his betrayal. Why we call the meal the Eucharist, the word used for giving thanks. And the disciples were learning how they would care for Christ's church. This Eucharist meal, actually, we're going to talk about in our Bible study today. And we recognize that this is God's means to care for the church, to feed it, sustain it on the way. On the way home, this particular meal, feeding of the 4,000, is not the Eucharist meal, and yet we see the connection because God cares for his church physically, spiritually. As he had been teaching, and we know death entered God's creation when man broke God's command. We've been breaking his commands ever since. We fail to recognize God as our creator, our provider. We fail to give him thanks for providing for our needs. We fail to gladly hear and learn his holy word for our spiritual needs. We all deserve the wages of sin, death, physical and spiritual death. And yet God has had compassion on us, sent his only son to this desolate place, far from his heavenly home, to suffer the death we deserve, so that we may have life in him. Jesus is the bread of life who was broken on the cross and given in death for your sins. And 3 days later, he rose from the grave, wages of sin satisfied by the sacrifice of his innocent life. Ascended into heaven, Christ now delivers this eternal life by means of the church, through his word proclaimed, and his word in the sacramental meal administered. You are here in the presence of Christ, listening to his word. You've made this a priority. And Christ knows your needs, he knows your suffering, and he has compassion for you as you travel on the way. You are far from your heavenly home, but you need not worry or be afraid, because he is watching out for you and caring for you. And while you are keenly aware of your needs, and you may appear like you're in a desolate place, Jesus is here with you and for you. He's promised to provide for all of your needs of body and soul, so you may look to him for all your needs and give him thanks for all that he graciously and abundantly gives. And he's prepared a feast for you. In a little while, he'll come to us in the Eucharistic meal, his broken body for you, his blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And in this meal, he promises just that. And where there is forgiveness of sin, there is life and salvation. More than enough to satisfy your needs and to sustain you on the way. In the gospel, Mark tells us that the crowd ate and were satisfied, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. The first thing to notice, they didn't waste anything, nothing that God had provided. They were grateful, valued this means by which Christ was sustaining them. Pray that God help us to realize that he provides our needs so that we receive these with thanks and not sinfully waste or discard what he gives us. Secondly, there's a lot more maybe than you realize. This word basket, the same one used in Acts, the basket used to lower Paul when he was escaping Damascus. So it's a rather large basket holding lots of loaves of bread, and they're full. There's no lack. There's an abundance. Everyone will have enough to sustain them on the way home after he dismisses them. This our Lord provides here in our Eucharistic meal, satisfying your needs, forgiving all your sins, giving you life eternal and salvation. And he provides enough to sustain you on your way. Of course, he provides this regularly by means of his church, just as he instituted. And in Christ, there is no lack. He has compassion for you, and he provides for your needs of body and soul. As we read in Romans, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father, you have adopted us as your children. You have compassion on us in Christ Jesus, who has won for us the gift of eternal life. Forgive our sins and give us your Holy Spirit, that being made holy through our baptism into Christ, we may present ourselves as servants of righteousness, leading to sanctification and its end, eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, pour out the blessing of your Holy Spirit on the delegates who are assembled in convention this week. Give wisdom to those who purpose, deliberate, and decide for the work and welfare of our synod. Guard all who speak and all who listen. Give us courage to do with integrity what we promise. Bless our plans and actions and grant success. Only let our manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, Lord and giver of life, you formed us from the dust of the earth and breathed into us your own breath of life. All people are made in your image and have dignity and worth in your sight. Defend your gift of earthly life at every age, from natural conception to natural death. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, preserve the state and its servants. To all whom you have given authority, bestow also the wisdom needed to use it dutifully for the benefit of those under that authority. Turn us from every evil in judgment, law, or action, and renew in us and our fellow citizens discernment and selflessness. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, give patience and endurance to all who are sick or in any need, especially the families of Bertha Janke and Marge Thorson, for Vicki, Lynn, Anita, Daryl, Lois, Lewis, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Grant, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Melissa, Mark, Ethel, Dave, Peter, Fred, Harold, Joan, Jaden, Rick, Thorfinn, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Anne, Dawn, and Florence, and heal them according to your will. Receive our thanksgiving for every blessing and kindness you have shown to your people. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you fed thousands out of your great compassion, which has been shown to us also through his life, death, and resurrection for our sakes. Give all who commune today a firm trust in your promises, that receiving the forgiveness of sins, we may be strengthened for life and preserved to life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your word and your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name. evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.